You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
On to a very important story, and that is a story that happened in the economy. President Cyril Ramaphosa, you would have seen, had quite a busy day today, showing his guest, Mr. President Uhuru Kenyatta of Kenya, around. President Kenyatta is here on a state visit, the first in the country since the COVID-19 pandemic struck. And to discuss the economic relations between the two countries, I am joined by Adrian Saville, who is the professor at Gibbs. Adrian, so good to have you on the show. Just help us understand the economic significance of this trip happening right now, and whether it is something that we should be taking notice of, or whether it's something, you know, that presidents do, visit each other.
I guess it is something presidents do, some presidents more than others. But it's an indication or a gesture of cooperation, regional collaboration. There's a couple of big talking points that sit around this visit. And I want to say, you know, if we can leave the politics aside, of course we can't. If you'll allow me, you know, to push the politics aside, you know, of the personalities and just think about or talk to the big issues. One is you've got a crescent or banana-shaped zone of economic performance that runs from the Western Cape up the eastern spine of Southern Africa through Mozambique and to Kenya. If you think of that, you know, crescent shape, that is a particular pocket of or corridor of economic and industrial potential that that is punching above the regional weight. So that's one aspect to keep in mind. Another is the much broader prospect of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, which speaks to the potential for Pan-African integration and collaboration. I think that's another talking point as a backdrop. And the third is conflict, terrorism in the region, which has to be solved at a multi-country level and cannot be solved by any single country in isolation. And this is a problem that is present in northern parts of Kenya and Ethiopia. And then perhaps a fourth is to address imbalances where you have a very large trade imbalance between South Africa and Kenya. So there's a number of talking points here.
Yeah, let's talk about the last one, that trade imbalance, because I see that it's basically weighted towards South Africa, or in South Africa's favor. We export a whole lot more to Kenya than we import from them. Where do you see the opportunities to balance the scale between the two countries?
There's probably two or three very obvious areas or immediate areas. The first is that one of the aspects that hamstrings Kenya's ability to export is logistics. So although, you know, South Africans are very good at complaining about poor logistics, the expense of transport and so on, Kenya finds itself in an even more challenged circumstance. So one way in which you can redress that overwhelming imbalance, I mean, Kenya exports very little in terms of goods to South Africa. And that's a logistics issue. The second is just to recognize the differentness in the economies, and that's where you get trade partnerships working particularly well, where one does something that the other can't. And Kenya is developing substantial pockets or meaningful pockets of services excellence, including in fintech, in edutech, And that would also need to be weighed into the prospect for trade, because what we're talking about in terms of the imbalance, the overwhelmingly reported number is the movement of goods, not the movement of services. Mm. And Kenya has the prospect to compete globally in pockets of service excellence.
Mm. I don't have the Kenya numbers, but I'm just looking at the South Africa numbers in front of me, Adrian, and South Africa exported 7.5 billion rand worth of goods to Kenya last year and only imported 329 million. So, yeah, quite a sizable gap there. But, you know, we constantly read about blockbuster growth coming out of Kenya. It always features amongst, you know, the fastest growing economies on the continent. And you contrast that against the snail pace growth that we've witnessed here in South Africa, despite being this key industrial powerhouse on the continent. I'm wondering if there are any lessons that Kenya can teach us by way of getting our economic growth right.
They're very different economies. They come with different histories, different neighborhoods in terms of geographic footprint, who your trade partners are. There are some commonalities in terms of colonial history, and both being developing nations, they face institutional challenges. I think there's some specific aspects that, if I could add to your observation, and if I've understood it correctly, some aspects that perhaps, South Africa could lend to Kenya, and that would be the strength of financial institutions, mm-hmm. for instance, and the prospect coming out of Kenya is excellence in particular industries, agriculture being a case in point. But I think, rather than this being about, let us show you what we can teach you, or, what can we learn from you, I think the far greater story here is about how can we help each other? Mm. What can we do together to strengthen the neighborhood? And the fact that President Kenyatta is visiting the Aspen plant is, I think, an excellent case in point, because here you have in the Aspen plant, I would venture, one of South Africa's most impressive manufacturing enterprises. And if you go in that direction, looking at the size of your joint market, what can you do together? How can you help each other build that industrial enterprise and capability? To me, that's the story. It's about the collaboration and the partnership that can come out of this. And it wouldn't be lost on you if I pointed you to Kenya's airline as a pocket of regional excellence, which could lend some lessons to South Africa. I have a smile on my face.
I actually heard apparently the two were discussing the possibility of merging its national airline, KQ, with SAA, potentially creating a Pan-African airline. I thought, okay, this could be quite interesting. But I think a conversation for another day.
add Ethiopian Airlines into the mix, and you've got a really interesting story.
I think we need to discuss that story, a follow-up interview with you, Adrian, if possible, on another date. We are out of time right now, but thank you so much, sir, for joining the show. Adrian Saville, who is the professor at Gibbs.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.